Come close to the mic, please.
My question is, I hear a lot of stuff about all this quality of life issues. I would like each of you to tell all of us, for people making under $25,000 a year, what are the top three quality of life issues you would work on first?
Affordable housing. How do we make it? I'm in a business where I know that housing can be built, and it can be built affordably, and it can be built with the respect of the person, the family, or whoever's living in that building. And it does not have to be wildly expensive to rent. That's number one. Number two, we talk about quality of life. The streets that we walk on, that's not to suggest that they aren't all good, but we can do better. Quality of life issues insofar as your public safety is concerned. Access to the having available to you access so that you can, a person making $25,000 or less, I'm not necessarily directing it toward you, Lana, but somebody, that there are programs in place that can possibly enhance that, possibly work up from that. But it's all about affordability. It's about giving a family, a person, the right place to live in the right neighborhood. Quality of life is also a school system that you want to put your children in, that your taxes underwrite. And we have a great school system, but like anything else, we can do better. So possibly your question is it's how do we make quality of life affordable? Well, we make it affordable with affordable housing. We make it affordable with the opportunity to do better. We provide for quality of life in so many other different ways. I'd like possibly from you just a comment about what are the quality of life issues that you're most concerned about? Other than public safety, other than affordable housing,
this is my question to you guys.
Well, I understand that. Well, the other option too is that cost of living, your cost of living. Those are all quality of life issues. I'm just asking you back if there's one specific area that you would define as quality of life, just as an option.
But I'm not running for office.
Oh no, I'm not suggesting that you are.
I want to know if you guys know what they are.
Well, to me, acceptable housing, public safety, access to public policy, access to your city government, those things are the things to me that underwrite, that are quality of life issues, and the possibility for better jobs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I agree with my opponent in regards to affordable housing. If you're making $25,000 a year, right now we have in the city of Hudson the potential for several hundred unoccupied units in the city of Hudson. With those occupied units, right now there's an a housing inventory study being done that will provide us with information in regards to what those units are, whether they're subsidized units, affordable housing units, owner-occupied units. I think the city administration right now, and affordable housing is one, and the reason I'm mentioning the city administration right now is because based on the affordable housing, I think the city has done their due diligence. We certainly have just worked with Evergreens in renovating the Hudson Terrace apartments and signing another 40-year contract with the Hudson Terrace apartments for it to remain right where it is. We have Crosswinds that was built on Harry Howard Avenue. We have 6 to 7 Habitat for Humanity houses that were built with 4 more on the horizon. So affordable housing is something that we need to deal with in regards to your question and question someone in regards to your question and in regards to somebody on a fixed income of $25,000. Secondly, providing services for those who may need it, making $25,000 a year at DSS and keeping DSS in Hudson. to make sure that those who need those services can get there easily, rather than having it moved to Walmart, which was a consideration at one point. And providing transportation and revisiting the transportation issue in the city of Hudson, now that we no longer have our minibuses and transportation is lacking in that respect. So I would say affordable housing, keeping services that you or others may require based on a $25,000 a year income, and transportation so that you and others can get to where you need to go, because you may or may not own a car, and you may be struggling like the rest of the Americans in this world on the economy that we have been placed in. So those would be my three quality of life issues: transportation, keeping DSS in Hudson, and affordable housing. Thank you.